Very famous and important statement made on Dalam and Aleph from the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that Nashim Machayavos Mikra Megillah, that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah, She'af Ein Hayu Osones, because they were part of the miracle as well. The concept of She'af Ein Hayu Osones comes up by Pesach as well, by the Seder and by the Matzah. So Tosos over here, Devar Maskil, Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah, examines something that obviously comes up very halachal maisa regarding what is a woman's obligation regarding Mikra Megillah. So Mikan Mashma, Shanashim Otzios Esachayim Yidei Chavasim Yidei Lo Kamar Lishma Mikra Megillah. It seems from the Lashon of the Gemara that a woman could be Motzi Achayim in terms of Megillah for the obligation, because it doesn't say to hear Mikra Megillah, but it says the Mikra Megillah in terms of reading the Megillah. It's also mashma like this in Erechin, the Kamar Kol Kshirim Likro as Megillah, where it says that everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. Masika Kol Kshirim Lasui Mayu Mashani Lasui Nashim Mashma Lotzia Filah Nashim. And who? What does it mean? Hakol Kshirim. So it seems that that includes women as well, that they could be motzi even men in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Vakasha, that b'sefta tani behedya the tumtum in motzi lo as mino v'lo she'ino mino. But there's a kasha, because the sefta tells us that a tumtum cannot be motzi a mino and she'ino mino, someone that's like him and someone that's not like him. But androgynous motzi as mino v'eino motzi as she'ino mino. But androgynous can be motzi and another androgynous, but cannot be motzi and eino mino. Pshita do lo difa isha mi androgynous. It's pashut that a woman is no better than an androgynous. Not going to discuss now exactly what that means. That's what Tosef says from the stuff. V'chein pasku ha-bahag, that isha motziya mina avalo nashim. Right? And the Bahag says that women could be motziya mina, they could be motziya other women in Megillah, in terms of Kriya, but not nashim, not men. V'yish lomar, the saika taitech delo yol kiresan afilo tziya nashim. And you might even think to say that if a woman reads Megillah, they can't even exempt other women. Kamash mo'an dechayavin, the hakol chayvim b'mishmiya avadim nashim katanim. K'mashwan, this is not so. Everyone's obligated to hear Megillah, even avadim nashim katanim. So it seems from this Tosos that while women cannot be motzi men in Mikra Megillah, they would be able to motzi other women in Mikra Megillah. The next Tosos, Dibur Maskil Sh'af Hein Hayu Bosones, also a very important concept that comes up here. So what does that mean, that they were part of the miracle? So the Pashut explanation is, they were part of the miracle, just like the men. Their lives were saved, just like the men. But the Rishonim, including the Tosfos that we'll see inside, seems to say that it's not just that they were part of the miracle, they were the catalyst to the miracle. They were the whole reason that the miracle took place, and that the miracle took place in their zchus. So Tosfos says, Pirush Rashbam she'ikar anis hayu al yadan, that the ikar of the miracle was because of them. But Purim ayde Esther, right, on Purim, the miracle is brought about through Esther, b'chanukah ayde Yehudis, Chanukah through Yehudis, b'pesach shebeschus tzidkaniyot shebosa adora negalu. And of course we know that Mitzrayim, with Miriam, another woman, and that it was in their merit, in many ways, that we were nigal, that we were redeemed. B'kash de'oshon sh'af hein mashma shehin tiflos, v'leferusho haya lo lo mar shehin. Right, but the lashon of the Gemara is sh'af hein hayubosa. They were also part of the miracle, which sounds like that they're tafel, that they were secondary to say this. They weren't the main reason for the miracle, but they were also part of the miracle. Why does it say this? So l'kach nir alish af hein hayu besafik d'lashmi larg. It means that even they were part of the miracle, that even they were also in danger of being killed and being annihilated. V'chein pesach shev mishabodos l'par v'mitzrayim v'chein b'chanukah gzira haysam odalein. Right, this is also true by Pesach, She'af Hein Hayu Bosones, because they were also enslaved to Paro Mitzrayim, and also Chanukah, that the Gzeros were very much upon them, different Gzeros against the Jewish people. Famous Gemara and Shabbos regarding Chanukah, that Rashi tells us that the officers had this cruel practice of having relations with every girl before a chuppah, so certainly they were in danger as well. And now Tosos zones in on the mitzvah of women regarding the Seder night, because they were part of the miracle to eat matzah. So that the source that Tosfos quotes is Gabi matzah yish mekasha lamali hekesha the kol sheishim about tochal chametz yishim bekum achol matzah. Right, there's a hekesh that we learn that the woman's obligation to eat matzah, which is a mitzvah to say, comes from the mitzvah lo taseiv bal tochal chametz, that whoever is obligated not eating chametz, There's also a mitzvah sase of eating matzah, that those two seem to go hand in hand. Typically, mitam shehinayu obesones. Why do we have to give that reason? Just say that they were part of the miracle, and that's what why they have a mitzvah sase to eat matzah. The answer is that we, if only for the reason of Oso Hanes, that would only be derabanan. So the Hekesh makes them obligated mido raisa. Rabbeinu Yosef Ishur Shaim Teiritz Tzaka Daitach Demiftere Migzira Shava the Tesvas Tesvav. And Rabbeinu Yosef brings his own source to Oraisa, the obligate woman, which is from the Tesvav the Gzeir Shava of Sukkos. The Chag of Sukkos Kaperish Peir Elu Overin, as it says in Psachim over there.